Okay, try to formulate what that follow-up would be.
Yeah, the image of the perfect society.
Yeah, it's quite simple, and that's essentially the whole message of plantingparadise.org. That's also why it's set up with this specific logic, that Earth is paradise, but people create hell by denying freedom of choice for each other, for themselves, or for other life forms. And once you restore freedom of choice, then automatically the soul comes back in the picture, and automatically the respect and responsibility and reliability comes back into the picture. And in Planting Paradise, that is done at two levels. One at the level of the individual, or of in your own body, living freedom of choice fully in integrity and harmony, and that's the project of Integral Healthcare. And the other part is that whatever we experience within our body, we also experience between our bodies, because every human is a cell in the body of humanity. And that's the part of human humanity. So human humanity is the exploration of realizing that as an individual, you are a representative for humanity. So there's four steps in that development. The first is the holoversity, where you learn to make up your own mind. The second is world government, where you can then learn to share your own ideas and your ideals. The third level is the Earth Bank, where you can then work together reliably without money. In fact, you create values there. And the fourth part is Spirit In, which is actually having communities on Earth living paradise. So in those communities, Integral Healthcare is the normal thing to do. So they understand freedom of choice. They understand self-care. And they practice preventive care. And they have very high technology for healing techniques by using the combination of all world healing modalities. So Integral Healthcare is the instrument by which people can, without costs, make sure that they individually and collectively are healthy. So that the Spirit In community is always healthy in body, mind, soul, spirit. And as a result, everybody is free to do what they want to do, because in human humanity, they can optimize how they do that. They have their own environment in which they can create their own thoughts. So what people are now doing in religions, basically that development of self-development is what the holoversity does. It is getting to know yourself as an individual, in relationship, in groups, in humanity. So you learn to think at the level of the human, but also at the God level, as the Indians would call it. So holoversity is, in that sense, a very spiritual training temple of getting to know yourself, which was exactly the message of the Temple of Delphi. Get to know yourself, but get to know that you in yourself are not just identified with your body, but yourself also connects up in all the relationships that you have. Yourself also speaks up and speaks out in every group that you form part of. And yourself is the only active ingredient for humanity. So you are humanity also. So yourself is actually humanity at that level. So holoversity is that growth in insight, and world government is to learn how to live that with others, in your family, in your neighborhood, in your region, and on the earth, that you know that what you want is taken into consideration, but also that what you want must match with what other people want. In what you want, you must respect that others want something too. And if you want opposite things, you need to find out how your different parts of the same puzzle. And so once you have that art of agreement in the world government, then of course you know which people you agree with. You know which people you want to do things with, which people you want to be creative with. And it doesn't really matter in the Earth Bank. It doesn't matter if you want to meditate on the hill or if you do journeys over the planet to learn and discover, or if you work together to create art forms which have never theretofore been, or if you actually want to build bridges or plant fields or whatever, because there too we all complement each other. The whole trick is that people know that if they plant the field, they do not plant it for themselves or their family, but they plant it for humanity. But also the people who come by know that when they come to eat from that field, that they must always leave enough for the people who live there and who planted it. So the whole taxation system drops away. Earth Bank is a totally different approach on values. And so once you have that in place, people have their individual ideas in the Holoversity. That's the temple for self-development. The temple for social development is the world government. The temple for communal collaboration is the Earth Bank. And the temple for being is Spirit Inn, which is wherever you live, the people that you live with, your community. It's ideally also your region. Evidently, you can move to somewhere else if that is a better place to be with those people. But you cannot go out somewhere and say, we now claim this land, this is our promised land, and everybody else move out because we say so. And no, it's always at the level of world government. You get the attunement first, and only then can you get an action on it, which always must agree with the respect for the individual, plus the respect for the world government discourse, plus the planet at the level of Spirit Inn.
Oh, it's beautiful. I like very much the name Spirit Inn.
Yeah, it came out of my realization that I was traveling in the United States and I met mainly women who in their house had a fireplace, and every month around the fireplace a storyteller would come. In that case, I was the traveling storyteller. And they would have their 10, 20, 30, 40 people who came and to came there to be inspired. They came and they brought their food, so they shared that with each other. They came and they listened to the storyteller. They came and they spoke with each other. And they came and supported the house, the home, the storyteller, each other. And I realized that there were quite a number of them, but they didn't know of each other. One woman, Barbara Lang, had a place like that in a beautiful place in nature. And people could come there. They would have a zen-like room. They would find art materials, paper, pens, musical instruments, nature all around. She would provide food. They could make their own. So they would have a home away from home to come to their senses.
Wow.
And so that's where the name Spirit Inn came up. Because of my experience with these other places, with these other women, with their other little temples, with their other little congregations, I understood Spirit Inn in a larger manner. And later it grew that basically every home can be part of that spirited network. It's just that people realize that in their home, it is good to have a place for visitors. And in their home, it was good to have the connection with the farmland around, that they can have the harvest in the home and share it with others, but they can also share the stories with others. And planting paradise is essentially, say, the virtual image of that concept, that everybody who has a computer and can connect to their own neighbors by a cable can share into the Planting Paradise program.
Wow, yeah. Well, this is a fantastic. It's very nice to hear how these ideas come to you and hear about these women and these people pioneering this way to show like samples for others.
Yeah. So for example, in where you live, you have a home. There are farmers around you who are happily providing food for you. Perhaps they deliver it via a shop, and you might actually prefer to get it from the farmers themselves. So the farmers know you. You know the farmer. The farmer will bring you what you will want per season. And the farmer will also always bring more, so that you can have guests. And on your land, so to say, there may be guest rooms in which guests can come. And so the farmer will feed them as the farmer feeds you. The guests can enjoy that part of nature where you live as you do with your family. When you do the artwork, they can come and watch, they can be inspired. And in the way that you can support them in the food and in the roof and in the experience of the art, they might have ways to support you. So it might be that they help the farmer on the field, or that they help rebuild the house, or that they do works for the community that you live in, or that they have other ways that they support what you can do. And so then your house automatically is part of Spirit In project as well. And all it requires is that you know the farmer, that they know where to find you, that you know what you do, and they know that support is helpful for those who support them. And the principle is very simple, and everybody can do it.
Exactly.
And evidently, people who are living their soul will attract people who will want to experience that. And so it might well be that at some point, some people come and visit you in your guest room, and then some more want to come, and they realize that more sleeping places are needed. So maybe they go and sleep with the neighbors, or maybe they ask if they can use the land of the neighbor and switch houses with the neighbor. The neighbor moves to a place which suits them better, and somebody else comes in because they want to experience your artwork, and they want to actually form part of the university, which then suddenly has come to arise. They want to learn the technique, so suddenly there is a little industry. You're no longer by yourself making the silks and the paintings, but other people are doing that, and maybe they improve on the technique, so they can even do that for others as well. And in that way, it turns into a community. And every time the principles of negotiation and cooperation, synergy and symbiosis are fundamental in what happens.
Yeah. We have this little group. We were seeing each other this Saturday. It's a woman who is living a little in the countryside, and I told you about this vista technique that try to have groups when you get into a deeper level in yourself, and it's like some small rows. We were like eight people, and we put on a team. Like this time, it was qu'est-ce que c'était ma raison d'être? And before it was like you start with gratitude, and after the gratitude comes abundance. And then we're like sitting together, and things are coming up inside. So you don't have to talk if you don't have to, but little by little, everybody starts to like get things out from the field that we are creating.
Yeah.
And it's very beautiful, because then you feel really this, that you are all connected. We are all connected in this field, and we're all inspiring each other with the words coming from the field through us. So
The field is essentially the telepathy. The more people connect to their own body, the more they let go of their involvement with their environment and their involvement with their emotions and their involvement with their expectations and feelings, and the more the body can do its own thing, and the more the telepathy kicks in. At that level, people can feel that they are not individuals, but that they are actually co-processors in the same radio electromagnetic information field.
Co-processors, it's nice,
And out of that, they can intuit or sense or actually know ideas which others are having. And the more people are trained to do it, the quicker it works. And at some point, it just kicks in all the time. And that, of course, is the essence of living as human in humanity, by these activities that you describe, which is what churches used to do, which is also what the bacchanalia were about. That's that people would get drunk together, basically wiping discharges from their body. They would have sex together, basically charging up their orgiastic field in their body. Of course, that has been discredited by church rules, which are basically legalizing contracts so that they can claim ownership of the children. So a lot of has gone wrong, but a lot has been going very right at earlier times, and we can just restore that.
A lot of things that have been forbidden by the church to control people. Of course. But I can feel often when, and I think everybody, this would be really the ideal way of living. I can feel when I'm really in harmony that I'm like, my intuition tells me all the time what to do.
Yes.
And then life is so simple. You don't really think yourself. You do what you feel you have to do, and you know it's right.
Yeah, because you already have the added information. And the Palantic Paradise Project is just a kind of technological intermediate assistance, so that people can use internet to get that same kind of sharing of ideas which you would otherwise get from the telepathic connection which we all have. It connects up more to the mind, so that people can sort of have the understanding that they know it, or the knowledge that they understand it. But still, whatever we think comes from not our head, but the way in which our heart, we already digest our emotions and feelings based on in the gut, how we already digest the way we relate to our context, based on how in our holy bone, our sacrum, the holy place, we are already part of the earth and the universe. So that's essentially what the spirit in part presents, that we can actually live that, but there's two parts of it. We need to live it within us, which is what the integral healthcare side of Planting Paradise proposes. But then when we experience it within us, when it is healthy in body, mind, soul and spirit within the people, it can also come out as healthy in individual relationship groups and humanity on the outside.
Yeah. Harmony in all levels.
So that then brings it all together.